Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. That good song. We're going to go to a live recording now from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, where we're preaching on Psalms chapter number 100. And as we begin this new year, I just felt like that we needed to go and to present a message where we are thankful unto God, and we're appreciative to what God's done for us, and we show our gratitude unto Him. And so we're going to be speaking about the history of our nation and the Pilgrims, their voyage as they came to America. And I hope it's a blessing as you listen today. Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. I like this last verse right here. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. At this point, we're going to pick up on part two of the message, and we are preaching about the Pilgrims and where that they landed there at Provincetown in the very first Thanksgiving. And we're just giving a little bit of history here and looking at Psalms chapter number 100. But at this moment, we're going to be speaking about the Mayflower and the Speedwell. Years of enduring government persecution led the pilgrims to shake off this yoke of anti-Christian bondage and move to Harlem, where they found religious toleration after 12 years in Harlem. They decided to move to America, where they could freely worship God, raise godly children, and share the Christian gospel with others. They arranged two ships to carry them to America, the Speedwell and the Mayflower. But the Speedwell developed leaks in two separate departure attempts and was sidelined. The Mayflower alone set sail for America in September 1620 with 102 pilgrims and strangers. And that's a reference to 1 Peter chapter 2 and 11. It took them 66 days for the pilgrims on the Mayflower to reach America. I begin to think about that 66 days, and I couldn't help but think, man, that the Lord God's given us 66 books within our Bible, and I believe that all the way that God is saying, I wanted a group on that side, and I wanted a group on this side to stand for the truths to which I have committed to you. And so their trip across the Atlantic was treacherous with constant storms. In fact, at one point, the main beam of the ship broke, not having the tools necessary to make the repairs. The ship's crew used a large jack saw on the Pilgrim's printing press to raise the beam into place where it could be secured, thus saving the ship and the lives of those on board. Now listen to what I'm saying here. And the very thing that saved their lives was what was going to print the Word of God. Now you think about that big jack saw that they had to hold that beam up. I'm glad, listen, that this Word will stand, amen. We ought to be thankful, amen, in our very conception of America. Aren't you thankful today that we've got a Christian heritage, amen, that we can look all the way back to our founders and say, hey, I want to tell you this. America may not be what it once was, but it started right, amen, under the principles and the foundation of God himself, amen. Thank God, I'm glad that we've got that this morning. They finally put ashore at Cape Cod, but in an area not under the authority of the Virginia colony. They had no official governance. So before leaving the Mayflower, the pilgrims drew up their own government contract, which declared that I'm just going to read a few lines, but I want you to get a hold of this. This would be the first document from the pilgrims as they landed here. This is the first, before they even got off the boat, this is what they made a pact with each other. This is what they said. Now, I want you to think, now, all the atheists of the world has told you one thing. Even some of you kids in school have heard all. I mean, you say, well, we can't bring this up in school because it talks about Jesus. It talks about Christianity. Well, I want to tell you, this is part of our history. And we're losing it. Amen. And so this was the Mayflower comment. Having undertaken for the glory of God the advancement of the Christian faith and the honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents, that is, by the legal document and charter, solely and mutually in the presence of God and one another. The Mayflower Compact was signed on November the 21st, 1620. And may I say that we should honor these pilgrims this week. We should look back at our forefathers. I'm not talking about forefathers. I'm talking about those before us. Amen. We should look back, I believe, this week, and we should thank God for some individuals who, while they were under religious oppression, there in New England, in England, they were there, and I'll tell you what I find it this way. I find it, man, that they stepped out by the grace of God as a pioneer, amen, to go seek a place where they could worship God in spirit and in truth. But this is what took place. The devil in hell has ruined our ideas of what our forefathers have established. That very place that I talk about, that place of Provincetown today,
400 years later, you're talking about sickening in the eyes of God. That place looks like Sodom and Gomorrah. You say, what are you talking about? We walk down the streets of this place. It is full of homosexuality. It is the mecca of homosexuality in America today. It is so sick and grotesque. You would be amazed at what you saw there in Provincetown in the United States of America. I'm telling you right now, the devil's trying to ruin your foundations. Satan's trying to pull it out from under you. And I tell you, we cannot let this nation fall to the devil, amen. We must make a stand. Our religious faith is important, amen, in the establishment of our beliefs. After they stayed in Provincetown, I forget now, it's a couple weeks there, but get this, they sailed on December the 25th, 1620, to Plymouth Rock. Now, it was only 50 miles from Provincetown to Plymouth Rock, and so they got on the vessel of the Mayflower, and they sailed once again, and they got to Plymouth Rock. Now, this is where they settled. Now, may I say to you this morning that, once again, we should honor them, but due to the harsh winter conditions and with the harsh environments and the new surroundings, there was a lot of the pilgrims died when they got here. Now, I want to talk to you about, can you imagine today the government moving in and telling us we couldn't have church today? Unless we worshiped their way. Unless we did it their way. And if we didn't do it their way, we would suffer extreme persecution. We would follow their Bible, their document. Or we would be placed in jail. Can you imagine that? Now, for us who have had the freedom to worship God, a lot of us never look at our Bible one time throughout the week. Us who have the opportunity to sing for the glory of God in the choir, the opportunity to meet together in a building like this, we find it now not as an opportunity or something that God has blessed us with, but now we look at it as an obligation. And we look at it as a hindrance to something that's on our schedule that maybe we should do. Friend, can I remind you that that's why you're here? That's why you're experiencing the freedoms to which you experience today is because these people got it in their hearts through a harsh and tough time, and they boarded a vessel not knowing how the outcome was going to be, but they were willing to die for the cause because they would not be dictated by any man, and they were going to worship God in spirit and truth. It scares me today because we have been blessed so much that now we're forgetting to be thankful. Praise God, you're sitting on padded pews this morning in a heated environment. These people were meeting God outside and they were freezing to death. And without complaint, with joy, knowing that they were not under the oppression of the government. I want to preach this morning on this subject as we get into the text. And as we look at Psalms 100, one of probably the greatest chapters that deal with thanksgiving, I want you to get it in your heart this morning that, hey, I want to be somebody who magnifies God in freedom and in truth. I want to be somebody who took the opportunities to which God has afforded us and be able to use it to the greatest extent for the glory of God while I can. Because there's coming a day when we can't. And I believe that it's coming very quickly. There's a sweep of the Antichrist. You say, preacher, do you think the Antichrist is living? Absolutely. There's a sweeping of the Antichrist in our day. Look at our nation. Look at how quickly, I told you 400 years ago and what it's going on today. There's a move of the Antichrist today, and it's catching all of us by surprise. We know about it, but we're numb to it. We know that this is going on. We know that it's happening. We know that we're living in the last days, but we're numb to it. So what are we to do? We are to rise in this day, and we are to be thankful to God for all that He's blessed us with while we can, amen. Because He's going to be the only thing that matters one day.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.